Dear brothers and sisters, today we celebrate the feast of St. Thomas. He's known to us as the unbelieving disciple, but according to God's providence, he actually gave us more in the end by being unbelieving first, than if he would also have been a believer. At the end of this beautiful discourse between Jesus and him, he leaves us this wonderful word, "My Lord and my God." Today, the preaching schedule foresees St. Joseph to be the topic, and he was a man of profound faith. And faith is the foundation of our spiritual life. When we talk about faith, we do not talk just about giving our intellectual assent to what we confess on Sunday in the Creed, but as the Catechism says, by faith, man commits his whole existence to God. So it must come out in works. And this quality, this faith, we find in St. Joseph. Who was St. Joseph? Scripture calls him a just man, a righteous man. A just man, in the language of the Bible, is simply a man who possesses all virtues. Today we would say he's a saint. In fact, St. Joseph is a man whose holiness is so exceeding that God chose him to be the guardian of Our Lady and the foster father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Pope Leo XIII declared that Joseph is the man into whose custody God entrusted the most precious treasures, Jesus and Mary. The most precious beings God entrusted to the care of Saint Joseph. What trust has God in this holy man? He made him the head of the Holy Family, entrusting to him the two greatest gifts that he has been ever given to humanity. And following God's example, we also can put our trust in St. Joseph in all the different affairs and needs in our life. With St. Joseph, the plan of God was completely safe. And we also completely safe in the care of St. Joseph. Now, in order to understand the greatness of St. Joseph and his mission for all the domestic families, we must realize that Jesus, the son of Mary, is also Joseph's son by virtue of the marriage bond with Mary. He's the legal human father of Jesus with all the rights and duties of a father. Next to Mary, no creature has ever received such a unique mission as Joseph did. It was a mission which presupposed extraordinary maturity and a perfect practice of all the virtues. St. Joseph participated in the fullness of Christ even more than the apostles and any other saint. He lived 30 years side by side with the Redeemer. He saw Christ the God-man, heard him speaking. He clothed him, watched over him. He loved him, he hugged him, he kissed him, he touched him. He listened to him. He played with him and worked with him. Through this special contact, he could contemplate the Word of God in a unique way. His words, his gestures, he could look deep into the eyes of the God-man. In a certain sense, he could see into his soul. And because Joseph was a humble man, he was greatly enriched in his interior life by his close contact to Christ. Joseph also participated in the spiritual fullness of the Blessed Virgin Mary in their married life. Mary did not deprive her spouse of the benefits deriving from her own unique holiness. This lies in the nature of marriage. You know, once you are married, you share each other's gifts and talents. You have in English the term wedlock, and the word wedlock expresses that the two parties are held together to help one another to reach the goal, and that is union with God and eternal life. Mary led a most graceful life in the presence of Christ and the holy angels, and she shared these blessings with Saint Joseph due to the marriage bond that united them. It is because of these facts that the Church believes that Saint Joseph is, after Our Lady, the holiest creature. He surpasses even all the angels, all the seraphims, because of his unique mission and special relationship to Jesus Christ, by which he touched, in a certain sense, the mystery of the hypostatic union in a special way. Saint Joseph, he has so many virtues, all the virtues he possesses in his fullness. There would be worthwhile to mention obedience, but we don't have the time because, we have only 10 minutes. But we want to touch here his main mission towards the Church as a whole and the domestic Church, the family. John Paul II wrote in his encyclical letter, Redemptoris Custos, this means the protector of the Redeemer. And this title is based in Holy Scripture. In Matthew we read that Joseph, after the angel had told him, took Mary as his wife. That means, from now on, Joseph was the protector of Jesus and of the child she carried in her womb. Further, we know that Saint Joseph took the child and his mother and fled to Egypt when the angel had appeared to him in another dream, warning him of Herod's intention to kill the child. God entrusted to him the mission to be the protector of the Holy Family, but this protection is then extended to the entire Church, and through the entire Church, Saint Joseph's protection extends and also to all the domestic churches, all the families, the Christian families, in a certain sense to all those who belong to the mystical body of Christ. Saint Teresa de Avila, she had a very fervent devotion to Saint Joseph, and I hope you're inspired by her words. She's a doctor of the Church and a great saint of the Church. She said, I took the glorious Saint Joseph for my advocate and protector and commended myself earnestly to him. I do not remember once having asked anything of him that was not granted. God seems to have given other saints power to help us in particular circumstances, but I know from experience that this glorious Saint Joseph helps in each and every need, and this makes fully sense. And he can help in a very special way families because he provided the Holy Family in all its needs. And for this reason, Saint Teresa says, our Lord would have us understand that since on earth he was subject to this man who was called his father, whom as his guardian he had to obey, so now in heaven he still does all that Joseph asks. St. Joseph, in a certain sense, has almost omnipotent and almost omnipotent power over God when he intercedes for us. And therefore, it's of great benefit and almost a necessity for us, for our spiritual and material well-being, that we all the families, have a special devotion to Saint Joseph. Maybe we have a statue or an image in our home, somewhere placed in a favorite space. I remember our sisters in St. Petersburg when they built a convent. It was very difficult to do the fundraising there. And they entrusted really all their needs to Saint Joseph. It was amazing how he provided. It could not really have been foreseen. And then the treasure of the sisters, she just was always amazed how St. Joseph provided. She would run through the monastery, St. Joseph is great, St. Joseph is great. All the funds came simply in. Now, what can we learn from Saint Joseph? How does Joseph exercise his role as protector? First of all, with perfect fidelity, with humility, and in silence. These are three very special qualities and virtues in St. Joseph besides of faith and obedience. With fidelity, humility, and in silence. What does it mean to be a protector? It means protecting the persons entrusted to us, showing loving concern for each and every person, especially for the children, also for the elderly, and even more those in need, who are often the least we think about. It means caring for one another in our families, husbands and wives, that they protect one another, pray for one another. In the end, everything has been entrusted to our protection, and all of us are responsible in some way for one another. And so, let us be protectors of each other. What is required of a good protector? Caring and protecting others demands, first of all, goodness. We must be good. We must strive for purity of heart. Yes, our heart must be pure. Protectors must strive to be full of tenderness, kindness, and benevolence. For all of us, it is important, especially for us men, that we take St. Joseph as our model. We men have often difficulties to show authentic and benevolent love, tenderness. We men want to appear virile, strong, the leaders. But in truth, to be warm, loving, and tender is nothing for weaklings. It demands great courage to be that way, because we make ourselves vulnerable in this way. To show kindness and compassion is a sign and proof of true manhood and fatherhood. God our Father in heaven is a most tender Father. He is vulnerable, and he suffers especially because of our sins. Saint Joseph is the one who reflects God's tenderness, kindness, and compassion most perfectly. So especially we men must imitate Saint Joseph in this way. And one last thing, where is Saint Joseph now? I mean his body. There are speculations, and there's no dogma of the church, but St. John 23rd already believed St. Joseph is in heaven. Why would our Lord not take him to heaven, who was so faithful during his life, perfectly fulfilling his task as protector and guardian of the Holy Family? Also, St. Jose Maria Escrivá, he also says, tradition tells us that St. Joseph died in the presence of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Doesn't it make sense that Jesus would have wanted Joseph at his side, the same man who had nurtured him as a father on earth? So it is worthy of belief, it's not a dogma, that Joseph already is united, even bodily, in heaven with Jesus and Mary. On the last apparition in Fatima, October 13, 2017, the Holy Family appeared. And at the end, St. Joseph blessed, so to say, the whole world, the whole church, and every individual family. What does this sign tell us? St. Joseph, he's the head of the Holy Family, and his mission continues to be the head of the whole and entire church, but also of every domestic family. And he, as the spiritual house father, a mature house father in a certain sense, God entrusted all of us to him, and St. Joseph, he blesses us and has his authority also over all our families. So let's entrust our whole family to this great and faithful protector. At the end, a prayer to St. Joseph. St. Joseph, behold the families kneeling here before you. The family is a holy testimony of God. which God already pronounced in paradise. Bless these families, bless their children, bless their houses in which they live, and protect them with the help of the holy angels, that they may make their way safely through this life to the throne of God. Amen.